In the Wednesday tradition, it's time for Dish Omaha KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. You know, I think in all of our personal and collective histories, there are times when we talk to each other about where were you when? Mm-hmm. You know, it depends on how old you are, on what those mile markers are. But for a lot of Omaha food fans, I think one of those is when the historic fire consumed M's Pub. Mm. Where were you when that happened?
Oh, funny. I had just moved back from Austria. And when I was living away, M's was one of those places, M's and La Buvette, that I would dream of going to that I missed so terribly and moved back. And then that terrible
that
fire
happened.
And that cold night.
Well, I think we all know where we were. I myself had been at M's Pub the night before and had a conversation with one of the owners about how things were really getting on the right track after the holidays. Now, there might be people new to Omaha who don't quite know the story, but the fire was on January 9th in 2016, about 3 in the afternoon. It was a Saturday. It was a completely frigid day, if you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
The staff smelled gas in the middle of the day and asked people to get out immediately. Then an explosion happened in the basement. Can you believe that there was only one person taken to the hospital, no fatalities,
wow.
and no serious injuries?
Incredible.
Which is just amazing. Reportedly, a contractor had hit a gas line in the area, and the gas was on for more than an hour and a half before MUD and the city could figure out how to turn it off exactly where it was. Because, you know, the network mm-hmm. of stuff under those brick streets is...
It's complex.
It's ancient, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I have some friends who told me they lived in the building next door. They were thrown into the air. When the explosion
wow.
happened, and the smell of gas permeated the neighborhood. People came down to see because it's such a beloved
yep.
landmark. At 10:30, it was declared a 3-alarm fire by 7:30 p.m. that night. A collapse zone was declared. If you remember, they didn't think they were even going to be able to save the facade and the shell of that building.
Oh, yeah.
There were over 100 firefighters on the scene that night. At 10:30, the roof collapsed, and reports were that the first floor had collapsed, but they couldn't get in to verify that because it was such a terrible fire. And then, of course, we all remember the aftermath, that building encased in ice.
Yeah, that, from all the water. And then it froze immediately because, as you said, it was so cold.
Exactly.
It was strangely, if not so sad. And in that moment, we thought, well, M's is gone.
He's gone
for good, and it was strangely beautiful.
Yes.
But like, not to be cheesy here, but kind of like frozen, giant frozen tears on
That's well said. You know, the thing I love about the story after that, because we all kind of know that piece of the story, is how the community leapt into action. That very day, Tavern on Jackson started a fund to donate their tips and proceeds for the folks who lost their jobs. There were funds set up at You Caring, which I don't remember that site, and other crowdfunding sources. And then they realized that the devastation included Nouvelle Eve and the Market House, which actually didn't really come back after that fire.
Mm-hmm.
And another restaurant owner, Salt 88, reached out immediately to the displaced M's employees for employment. And crazy enough, there was a History of the Old Market event scheduled at Fort Omaha that weekend.
Wow.
It had been scheduled months in advance. And Nicholas Bonham Carter, who's the nephew of Sam Mercer, Mercers have built the Old Market and own that building, talked about how he had to discuss the fire. Obviously, it had just happened. But that same building had a fire in 1905 when it was the Mercer Hotel.
Wow.
And again in the 40s. And one of the things I read that he said just really struck me. He said, "So now, as I said, it's the turn of our generation to deal with a fire and figure out how to get past it. It really is the soul of the city in some ways, in that it is the place that everyone will remember having visited." And I don't think I could say it better. The rebuilding started right away. They actually worked with the original interior designer who had worked with the original architects.
Amazing.
And can you believe the original plans for that restaurant still existed?
That's also incredible.
I love the green marble bar that they were able to recreate that, the candelabras. One of the only changes, if you know, is they moved those bathrooms from that scary staircase-led basement to the main floor.
Yeah, but they kept those, are they like Adam and Eve art pieces on the outside of the door?
And those cool signs that got moved, too.
When you are there, if you are from here and you were familiar with M's before, you go in, you would never know that they had this fire, except for the bathrooms.
Yeah, exactly. I remember I got a little emotional when I went for the first time. So we are coming up on the anniversary of the reopening.
Okay.
It reopened the first week of November 2017. Mm-hmm. What I thought, I didn't know this, I thought was so cool, is for the soft opening, the bar was reserved for firefighters from Engine 1 who helped fight that blaze.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think it really is a phoenix rising from the ashes. When we hear this from old Greek mythology, we typically don't think of actual ashes, but this has been kind of the jewel of the Old Market dining scene since 1972. And the fact that the community came together, a lot of disasters don't allow that to happen. But for the people affected, they came back to work. The patrons came back, and I spoke to several employees. The resounding message was, it really does reflect our Omaha community and how we are brought together once again by food.
I love that. Now, you know what I'm going to ask you, Diane? Did you bring me some lavash or the Omaha Grill sandwich?
I did not.
Those are two of my favorites.
I'll keep that in mind.
All right. Diane Watson, KVNO's resident foodie.
See you next week.
Thanks a lot.